让我们今天早上回到来看马可福音。
Let us turn back to our study of the book of Mark this morning.
我们今天会看马可福音第五章第一到第二十节。
And today we'll be looking at Mark chapter 5 verses 1 to 20.
我们上次在查考马可福音的时候，从第四章三十五节看到第五章四十三节。
When we were last in Mark, we looked at Mark chapter 4 verse 35 to chapter 5 verse 43.
通过那整段非常长的经文，我们学习了神要我们对耶稣基督有信心。
And through that very long passage, we learned that we must have faith in Jesus.
因为圣经让我们看见耶稣胜过大自然，他也胜过鬼魔，他也胜过疾病与死亡。
And we were told that from the Bible, Jesus had power over nature, Jesus had power over demons, and Jesus had power over sickness and death.
今天我们会回到第五章第一到第二十节来查看这一段经文的细节。
Today we come back to chapter 5, verse 1 to 20, and take a look at one specific portion of this passage.
由于时间的缘故，所以我们在讲道的过程才一一的来读这段经文。
And because of time, throughout this entire passage, we've only briefly read through it.
我们首先读第一到第五节。
We'll read first verse 1 to 5.
马可福音第五章第一节，他们来到海那边格拉森人的地方，耶稣一下船，就有一个被巫鬼附着的人从坟茔里出来迎着他。那人常住在坟茔里，没有人能困住他，就是用铁链也不能，因为人屡次用脚镣和铁链捆锁他，铁链竟被他挣断了，脚镣也被他弄碎了，总没有人能制服他。他昼夜藏在坟茔里和山中喊叫，又用石头砍自己。
They came to the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gerasenes. And when Jesus had stepped out of the boat, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. He lived among the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain. For he had often been bound with shackles and chains, but he wrenched the chains apart and he broke the shackles in pieces. No one had the strength to subdue him. Night and day, among the tombs and on the mountains, he was always crying out and cutting himself with stones.
今天这一堂信息的主题是耶稣是救主。
The title of today's message is Jesus is the Savior.
我们记得上一次耶稣在加利利海的另一边，然后他在三十五节告诉门徒说，我们渡到那边去吧，第四章第三十五节。
We see just before this incident that in verse 35 of chapter 4, Jesus was on the other side of the Sea of Galilee, and he said to the disciples, let us go across to the other side.
耶稣为什么要从加利利海的另一边过来，而且过来的时候还遇见了一场大风暴？
Why did Jesus want to cross the Sea of Galilee and in the process be faced with a great storm in the sea?
因为耶稣过来的原因只有一个，他有一个拯救的任务。
Jesus only had one reason to cross that sea, and that was the quest to save.
他有这一个特别的目的，就是为了要过来拯救这一个被许多巫鬼扶着的人。
Jesus had a very specific purpose and mission in crossing the Sea of Galilee, and that was to save this man who was possessed by demons.
我们怎么知道耶稣来是为了这个目的呢？
How do we know that was the purpose?
因为当他救了这一个人之后，你记得后来当地的人把他给赶走了。
We know this because once he had saved this man with demons, he was chased away by the people of the land.
所以有些人看这段圣经会说耶稣失败了。
And so some people will be tempted to look at this passage and say, well, Jesus failed.
他大老远的从海的另一边经过风暴了之后来到这里，只救了一个人，其他的人赶他走，所以耶稣失败了吗？
He underwent an arduous journey from one side of the Sea of Galilee to the other only to save the soul of one man. Did Jesus fail?
不是的, 因为我们知道耶稣是有绝对的主权, 他是无所不知的, 他来只有一个目的, 就是他为了要拯救这个被鬼附的人。
No, we know that Jesus being God was all-knowing and was all-powerful, and therefore his point was simply to come and save this one man.
这里我们读到了这个人被鬼附。
We see over here that this man has been had unclean spirits.
所以很正常的一个问题, 我们就要问鬼魔或者巫鬼或者是邪灵到底是什么。
So our question then is, what are demons or what are unclean spirits?
巫鬼是怎么样形成的, 他们是从哪里来的, 而且我们也知道撒旦就是魔鬼, 他就是这一些鬼魔的首领, 他是从哪来的呢?
So we ask ourselves, where do the demons come from? How do they live among us? And obviously we know that Satan is the leader of these demons. Where did he come from?
我们知道撒旦在伊甸园那里试探了夏娃，使夏娃跟亚当吃了那个禁果，犯了罪。
We know that he was present in the Garden of Eden where he tempted Eve, and both Adam and Eve ate of the fruit that they were not allowed to eat.
不过圣经却告诉我们, 当神创造一切的时候, 他看一切都甚好。
At the same time, we see in Genesis that when God had made everything, he beheld it and said it was very good.
所以我们知道神在六天里创造了宇宙万物。
And so we also know that within 6 literal days, the Lord made everything there was.
当他创造了之后，在第六天的时候，神看这一切所造的都甚好，有晚上，有早晨，是第六日。
And when God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day.
所以既然神是在六天里创造宇宙万物，我们也相信神是在这六天的时间里创造了天使。
Now if God had completed his creation within those 6 days, we believe then that it was within those 6 days that he also created the angels.
因为天使不像神一样，天使不是永恒的，只有神才是永恒，无始无终的。
And obviously angels aren't like God, they did not exist forever, they were created beings.
不过我们常常读创世纪的时候，我们从第二章跳到第三章的时候，第二章就告诉我们神创造了亚当与夏娃等等的，找不着一个给亚当适合的配偶，所以神就创造了夏娃，然后就到了第三章，我们就读到撒旦装成一条蛇来引诱夏娃。
Now as we read through Genesis, we read in chapters 1 and 2 the account of creation, God having created all things as well as having created Adam and Eve. Now as we transition into chapter 3, we see that Satan was there to tempt Eve.
有些时候我们读起来的时候会觉得可能第三章是在创世的第八日发生的。
And we may have the impression that this the temptation happened on the eighth day.
不过如果我们仔细的读的话，我们会发现创世纪第二章与第三章之间可能有一段时间我们不知道它的长短。
But if you read this carefully, we see that there is some time that has elapsed between chapter 2 and chapter 3. We do not know how long.
神在六日创造了一切，包括天使。
We see in the 6 days that the Lord had created all things, including angels.
所以在那六天的时候，一切都是好的，没有罪。
And at that point in time, on that 6th day, everything was good and there was no sin.
然后第七日，神就休息了。And
on the 7th day, the Lord rested.
然后从创世纪第二章到第三章之间有一段时候，其中一个天使他犯了罪。
Now between then, in chapter 2 and in chapter 3, during that intervening time, a particular angel sinned.
这一个犯罪的天使就是撒旦。
That angel was Satan.
以赛亚书第14章那里告诉我们有一个名称明亮之星早晨之子的这一个 明亮之星，早晨之子，从天坠落。
We see in the book of Isaiah that this day star, or this angel called the Son of Dawn, had fallen from heaven.
这个就是撒旦。
And that refers to Satan.
因为撒旦原本是一个非常有大能的天使，而因着他的大能，他骄傲起来。以赛亚书就告诉我们，在以赛亚书第十四章第十四节那里，这一个天使说，我要升到高云之上，我要与至上者同等。所以这一个天使他以为自己能够与神同等。
And this is descriptive of Satan, who was created in extreme glory, and he was one of the most glorious beings that the Lord had created. But it was because of this glory that he fell. In Isaiah chapter 14, verse 14, it says that Satan said, I will ascend to heaven above the stars of God, I will set my throne on high. And it was this arrogance and this desire to become like God that made him fall.
所以因着这个天使就是原本称为明亮之星、早晨之子的，他犯了罪，神就将他赶出天堂。
This angel, this day star, the son of dawn, because of his sin, was chased out of heaven by God.
撒旦其实是这一个希伯来文原文里翻译过来的，而且它是译音而已，在希伯来文就是撒旦。
This word, this name, Satan, was originally translated from the Hebrew.
Transliterated.
Transliterated. So it is the sound of the name that we get from Hebrew.
在希伯来文里面，撒旦的意思就是敌人的意思。
But in the Hebrew, the original word suggests enemy.
所以当这个明亮之星、早晨之子犯了罪之后，他就成了神的敌人，在希伯来文里面就是撒旦，所以就变成他的名字。
And so this day star, the son of dawn, when he sinned against God, he became God's enemy.
撒旦犯罪的时候，他不是自己一个天使犯罪，他也带领了许多的天使一起对抗神。
But Satan wasn't his own in his rebellion, wasn't on his own in his rebellion. He dragged a whole bunch of other angels along with him.
在启示录第十二章三到四节那里是以一种比喻性的言语来写的，这里讲到有一条大红龙，它的尾巴拖拉着天上星辰的三分之一摔在地上，这一条大红龙就是指着撒旦，所以那些三分之一的星辰就是指天上的天使，大概三分之一的天使与撒旦一起造反。
And we see this in figurative language in Revelation 12, where we're told that a great red dragon had with his tail swept down a third of the stars of heaven and cast them to the earth. These third of the stars of heaven refer to angels.
以西结书那里也让我们看见了，因为神说你无所不备，智慧充足，全然美丽，你曾在伊甸神的园中，这里就是指着这个明亮之星，这个撒旦在还没有犯罪之前，他是一个非常有大能的天使，就在伊甸园中。
In Ezekiel 28, the words here describe the glory of Satan, and it says, "You were the signet of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty." Such was the glory of Satan.
而且他也在伊甸园中。
Not only that, he was in the Garden of Eden.
不过在他中间后来查出不义，而且被强暴的事充满，以致犯罪，所以因着这样，神就把他从神的山驱逐了撒旦出来。
The verse goes on to say, "You were blameless in your ways from the day you were created until unrighteousness was found in you, and that was when the Lord threw him out of heaven."
当他犯了罪之后，他就装成一条蛇来引诱夏娃。
And after he had sinned, he took on the form of a serpent to tempt Eve.
所以刚才我们问的那一个问题就是鬼魔或者邪灵或者这些巫鬼是什么？答案就是他们是犯罪的天使而从天坠下了。
And so to answer the question, what are demons? The demons are fallen angels who have sinned.
所以他们现在所做的就是像撒旦一样，到处的引诱人、欺骗人、犯罪。
And their agenda now is the same agenda that Satan has, which is to go around the world to tempt people to sin.
圣经也让我们看见了，在这些天使犯罪之后，有一些天使被捆锁起来。
The Bible also tells us that there were some angels who, after having sinned and fell, were bound up.
而且他们不能够自由地在这个地球上行走。
And in fact, they are not given freedom to roam the earth.
彼得后书二章四节让我们看见，天使犯了罪，神没有宽容，曾把他们丢在地狱，交在黑暗坑中，等候审判。这一些就是被捆锁起来的天使。
And these angels are referred to in 2 Peter, where it says, God did not spare angels when they sinned, but cast them into hell and committed them to chains of gloomy darkness to be kept until the judgment.
还有犹大书第六节，又有不守本位、离开自己住处的天使，主用锁链把他们永远拘留在黑暗里，等候大热的审判。
This is underscored in Jude 6, where it says, the angels who did not stay within their own positions of authority, they left their proper dwelling, and he has kept in eternal chains under gloomy darkness until the judgment of the great day.
所以有一些天使在犯了罪之后，神把他们捆锁起来，没有给他们自由行。
And so we see that there were a group of angels who, after having sinned, were locked up in eternal chains with no freedom to roam this earth.
不过在神的智慧里，他让撒旦还有一些其他的这些鬼魔，就是坠落的天使、犯罪的天使，神在他的智慧里让这一些鬼魔还有撒旦他们的首领继续的在这个地球上行走。
But God in his wisdom has allowed Satan and some of his demons to roam the earth freely.
因为撒旦就是他们的首领，不过神却没有把撒旦给捆锁起来。
And while Satan was their leader, God has not bound Satan.
在约伯记第一章，我们就看见有一天神的众子来侍立在耶和华面前，撒旦也在其中。耶和华问撒旦说：“你从哪里来？”撒旦回答说：“我从地上走来走去，往返而来。”
We see this freedom to roam in Job 1, where when there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. The Lord said to Satan, "From where have you come?" Satan answered the Lord and said, "From going to and fro on the earth and from walking up and down on it."
所以撒旦从地上走来走去，往返而来。
And we see that Satan has freedom to go to and fro on the earth and walk up and down on it.
撒旦是一个强而有力的敌人。
Satan is a powerful enemy.
而且他的鬼魔就是这些邪灵，他们就是跟着撒旦的这个领导到处的行恶。
And his demons, these evil spirits follow Satan as they go around and roam the earth.
在福音书里面就记载了好几宗这些被鬼附的这一种人，就是被这些犯罪的天使堕落了之后，成为的鬼魔附了上去。
We see throughout the Gospels many incidents of people being possessed or being bound by these demons.
所以在马可福音第五章，我们就读到了这样的一件事。
And that's what we see in Mark chapter 5.
撒旦他并不懒惰，而且他到处的是想要找更多的人与他一同下地狱受罪。
Satan is not idle. He is in fact active roaming the earth looking for people that he can bring to hell with him.
所以彼得前书五章八节告诉我们，务要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
Peter describes the devil when he says, "Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour."
不过，当然这个是一种比喻性的手法来写的。这我们没有看到一头真正的狮子到处的行走，不然会被抓去动物园的。
The language, of course, is figurative. We obviously don't see a physical roaring lion walking around, or he would be thrown into the zoo.
所以我们不能够看见这些鬼魔，用我们的肉眼是看不见的，因为他们是属于灵界的。
So, can we see these demons? No, we cannot, because they are spiritual.
如果我们能够轻易的认出他们来，我相信我们大家都会早就逃之夭夭了。
But if we could, in fact, see them with our eyes, I'm sure all of us would.Run away.
不是的，我们不能够看见，因为以弗所书六章十二节告诉我们，我们并不是与属血气的征战，就是不与这些肉体的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
And so we cannot see these demons, for Ephesians tells us we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against rulers, authorities, against the cosmic powers.Over this present darkness, against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places.
在刚才小组讨论的时候，有一些非常有趣的问题被提了出来。有些人说他不知道鬼魔是什么样子的，不过他很怕，有一点点怕。
In our small group discussion before this message, a lot of questions and comments came up, and some people said we do not know what a demon looks like, but we are somewhat fearful.
可是我想要问的问题就是，你怎么害怕一些你没有见过的，你也不知道它长什么样子的，你怕什么？
My question is, how can you fear something whom you've never seen and that you don't know what it's like?
而且牧师也常常用这个例子，他说有一些人怕无头鬼。
Pastor talks about this example a lot, that some people are afraid of
无头鬼 headless
ghosts.
不过牧师常说他连头都把不住，你怕他？
His point is, even he can't even keep his head on his own shoulders, why are you afraid of him?
有些时候我相信我们大家会有所害怕，是因为我们看太多戏了。
Sometimes I think we are afraid because we watch too many movies.
所以脑子里胡思乱想。
And so in our heads we make up all sorts of things.
因为你如果那个东西长什么样子都不懂的话，你怎么会去怕？我真是不明白。
Because if you don't even know what it looks like, how can you be afraid of it?
所以既然这些魔鬼是属灵界的，我们看不见的，所以我们不需要去想象他们到底长什么样子，也不要去看太多这一种会让我们胡思乱想的戏。
And so if we cannot see them, and we have no idea what they look like,There is no reason for us to speculate, to continue to wonder, or for that matter, watch these movies.
所以我们非常的必须要清楚圣经的教导，这些鬼魔不是死去的人，他们的灵魂留在世界上成为孤魂野鬼，不是的。
What we do need to be very clear about is the Bible's teaching on what evil spirits are, and they are not the spirits of dead people.
人死后，他的灵魂不然就上天堂，不然就下地狱。
When a person dies, his spirit goes either to heaven or to hell.
这些所谓的邪灵鬼魔就是撒旦，还有这些堕落的天使、犯罪的天使。
And these so-called evil spirits are the Satan and his demons.
刚才我们提到说，当撒旦与这些天使犯了罪之后，成为了魔鬼与他的这些邪灵，为什么神还继续让他们存在在这个世界上呢？
Now we heard just now that demons are actually, together with Satan, fallen angels. After they had sinned, they fell. Why then does God allow them free reign of this earth?
而且在马可福音第五章这里，我们也读到了这一个人被鬼魔附着。
Not only that, in Mark chapter 5, we see that there were unclean spirits living in a man.
我们要记得神是有绝对主权的。
We must remember that the Lord is.Completely sovereign.
他如果有权利把一些这一些鬼魔捆锁起来，他也有权利将撒旦与所有的鬼魔都一切捆锁起来。
And that means that if he has the authority to throw a few angels or demons into this abyss, then he has the authority to do the same for Satan and the other demons.
当这个明亮之星在天上犯了罪，神就将他立刻给赶出天堂，而不是让他与神在那里交战。
And when this son of dawn had sinned, he was immediately cast out of heaven, and it wasn't that he was allowed to to continue to be in the same place.
所以撒旦不是与神平起平坐的, 撒旦已经是一个被击败的敌人。
And so we need to remember that Satan isn't peer to peer with Jesus or neck to neck. He is a foe that has been defeated.
不过在神的主权还有智慧里, 神让这些鬼魔继续的在这个世界上, 为的是什么呢? 很简单的答案, 为的就是神自己的荣耀。
But the Lord has allowed Satan and his demons to continue to roam the earth. For what reason? The answer is simple. For his own glory.
一个非常简单的而且很适合的例子就是使徒保罗。
A good example is seen in the Apostle Paul.
我请大家打开你的圣经到哥林多后书第12章。
So can I invite you to turn your Bibles to 2 Corinthians?
哥林多后书第12章。
2 Corinthians chapter 12.
在哥林多后书第12章, 保罗就提到了自己的一个经历, 在第7节。
2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7.
Paul, 到第9节。
From verse 7 to verse 9, Paul talks about his struggles.
哥林多后书第12章第7节。 又恐怕我因所得的启示甚大，就过于自高，所以有一根刺加在我肉体上，就是撒旦的差役要攻击我，免得我过于自高。因这事，我三次求过主，叫这次离开我。他对我说：“我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力护庇我。”
2 Corinthians 12:7-9 says, So to keep me from becoming conceited because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass me, to keep me from becoming conceited. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me. But he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
有很多人在那里猜这根刺到底是什么。
A lot of people have speculated what this thorn may be.
甚至有一些解经家说是保罗的岳母。
Some have gone to the extent of saying this is Paul's mother-in-law.
当然这一切都不是, 因为这里自己就告诉我们了, 这个是撒旦的差役。
But clearly the Bible tells us that this was a messenger from Satan.
什么是撒旦的差役?
What does that mean?
原文, 希腊文原文里 就是 angelos 的意思, 就是天使。
The original language uses the word angelos, which refers to angels.
撒旦的差役就是魔鬼, 鬼魔。
And Satan's messenger is a demon.
在这里, 神利用了一个鬼魔来使到保罗谦卑。
What this means is God used a demon to keep Paul humble.
保罗也感谢主, 他既然能够用这个鬼魔使他自己谦卑。
And Paul himself thanked God that this was so, that this demon was used to keep himself humble.
所以神在这些天使还有撒旦犯罪之后, 继续的让他们在这个世界上与我们同时间的存在着, 为的就是达到神的荣耀。
And for God's own purposes and for the purposes of His glory, the Lord had allowed these fallen angels to coexist and live amongst us.
当我们回到马可福音第5章的时候, 我们也会看见, 因为这一个人被许多的鬼扶着, 当耶稣把这些鬼给赶出来的时候, 就达到了神的荣耀。
And we see that back in Mark 5, that as this man so controlled by these demons, that when these demons were chased out of him, such glory was ascribed to the Lord.
我们不需要猜测这个人为什么会被这么多的鬼魔扶着, 因为更重要的这个功课是让我们看见耶稣从海的另一边大老远过来, 是为了要拯救这个人。
Now we do not need to speculate as to why and how this person had become so riddled with demons. The point is that the Lord had crossed this sea just to save this one man.
耶稣正要显出他的大能，他的荣耀就是击败这个撒旦的大能。
And to manifest his glory and his power, Jesus chased out these demons.
我们就来到了第二点，我们看见这个撒旦的败北。
Our next point is the quelling of Satan.
从第六节，让我们来读。
We'll be reading from verse 6.
他远远的看见耶稣，就跑过去拜他，大声呼叫说：“至高神的儿子耶稣，我与你有什么相干？我指着神恳求你，不要叫我受苦。”是因耶稣曾吩咐他说：“乌鬼啊，从这人身上出来吧。”耶稣问他说：“你名叫什么？”回答说：“我名叫群，因为我们多的缘故。”就再三的求耶稣不要叫他们离开那地方。在那里山坡上有一大群猪吃食，鬼就央求耶稣说：“求你打发我们往猪群里扑着猪去吧。”耶稣准了他们，乌鬼就出来进入猪里去，于是那群猪闯下山崖，投在海里淹死了。猪的数目约有2000。
Verse 6. And when he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and fell down before him, and crying out with a loud voice, he said, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God, do not torment me." For he was saying to him, "Come out of the man, you unclean spirit." And Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" He replied, "My name is Legion, for we are many." And he begged him earnestly not to send them out of the country. Now a great herd of pigs was feeding there on the hillside, and they begged him, saying, "Send us to the pigs, let us enter them." So he gave them permission. And the unclean spirits came out and entered the pigs, and the herd, numbering about 2,000,rushed down the steep bank into the sea and were drowned in the sea.
首先我们看见了这些鬼魔很直接的就认出了耶稣是至高神的儿子。
The first thing we see is that these demons very clearly and very obviously acknowledged and understood that God was the Son of the Most High. Jesus was the Son of the Most High.
而且他们也知道耶稣有这个权柄可以折磨他们。
Not only that, they understood that Jesus had the power to torment them.
所以他们非常的害怕。
And so they were terrified.
不过很有趣的，他们指着神说：“求你不要什么？”他们是指着神说的，在第七节那里，他们指着神恳求你不要叫我受苦。
Also interesting is the fact that the demons said, "I adjure you by God." They use God's name in their plea.
所以就算是鬼魔也能够呼叫神。
So we see that even the demons can make use of God's name.
不过很明显的，他们是滥用神的名。
But it's clear that they are using God's name in vain.
而且我们知道鬼魔他们的神学是非常准确的。
We also know that demons have very accurate theology.
在那里耶稣的门徒还不知道耶稣是神的儿子，那一些人也不知道耶稣是神的儿子，这些鬼魔却知道。
Even before his disciples and the apostles knew that he was God's own son, the demons already declared that.
雅各书二章十九节说，你信神只有一位，你信得不错，鬼魔也信，却是战惊。
James tells us that you believe that God is one, you do well. Even the demons believe and shudder.
我们不要忘记这些鬼魔是从哪里来的。
Let us not forget where these demons come from.
他们原本是在天堂的天使，他们被神创造是为了要侍奉神的。
They were created as beings to serve God, and they were in His presence in heaven.
所以当撒旦与这些鬼魔犯了罪，从天堂坠落下来的时候，他们没有患上老人痴呆症。
As they were thrown out of heaven because of their sin, they did not somehow forget all that had taken place before.
他们在天上见过耶稣。
They were in God's presence, Jesus' presence.
所以他们认识耶稣是谁。
And they recognized who he was.
不过他们这一种知识却没有让他们有悔改的心。
Yet that knowledge that they had did not bring them salvation.
所以我们在这里学习的一个功课，就是不是任何人呼叫神的名字的就是得救的。
And so we see that not everyone who calls out the name of God is someone who is sick.
一个罪人必须要从心里面认罪悔改，呼叫神拯救他，这一个人才是得救的人。
A person who is saved from his heart is one that is repentant of his sin and calls out to God for his salvation.
而且在这里我们也读到耶稣问这个鬼魔叫什么名字，在第九节。
Now in verse 9 we see that Jesus asked the demon what his name was.
耶稣是在给基督徒一个赶鬼的这个方案吗？
Was Jesus giving his disciples a formula to exercise demons?
因为今天有许多的那些相信基督徒能够赶鬼的人，他们就说这个就是赶鬼的第一步，你首先第一步就是问他叫什么名。
And the reason we ask this question is because there are a lot of people who still believe inThe having the power to exorcise demons, they say that the first step of exorcism is to ask the demon's name.
这个是不正确的，是断章取义。
But that is not correct. It is reading this wrongly.
因为首先你要记得，这些鬼魔认识耶稣。
First of all, you have to understand that these demons knew God, knew Jesus.
他们认识耶稣的名字，耶稣却不知道他的名字。耶稣不是神吗？耶稣是无所不知的，怎么鬼魔知道他的名字是什么，耶稣不知道他的名字叫什么呢？
So think about it. The demons knew Jesus' name, but Jesus being God does not know their name.
所以这个是不正确的。
This is not right, obviously.
耶稣是要让当时的人看见这一个人的情况非常的严重，其实是没有人帮得了他，只有神才能够帮助他。
Jesus asked his name so as to reveal the condition of this man and to show that there was no man that could possibly help this demon-possessed man other than God himself.
因为我们不要忘记第六节、第七节、第八节是在第九节之前。
Let's not forget then that the content of verses 6 to 8 come before verse 9.
第六节，这一些鬼魔远远的看见耶稣，就跑过去拜他。耶稣都还没有问他叫什么名，他们就跑过去拜他了。
Now we see in verse 6 that Jesus when he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and fell down before him.
为什么呢？因为在第八节，耶稣曾吩咐他说：“乌鬼啊，从这人身上出来吧。”
And then in verse 8 it says, "For he was saying to him, 'Come out of the man, you unclean spirit.'"
耶稣在海上还没过来的时候，已经命令这些鬼魔出去了。
Now, this is Jesus in the Sea of Galilee, before even reaching the land of Gerasenes, telling the demons to come out of this man.
所以当他一踏出船的时候，这些鬼魔就远远的跑过来拜他。
And as he stepped out of the boat, that very minute, the demon from very far ran over, fall down before him.
为什么不早早就被赶走了呢？
Why was it that these demons weren't exercised earlier on?
为的就是要显现神的荣耀给当时的人看。
So that God's glory could be manifested and the people around could see that.
所以当耶稣问他叫什么名的时候，是让那边的人听见看见这一个情况其实是无可救药了。
And in the same way, and for the same reason, Jesus asked them, "What is your name?" It is to show the people around that this person's condition was beyond hope.
所以，如果今天的人说耶稣是在教我们怎样赶鬼，第一步你要问他叫什么名字，其实是不对的，这个是第三步了。
So actually, when someone says that no, the first step to exorcism is asking the demon's name.He's wrong because technically speaking, it is the third step.
第一步是什么？那些鬼要远远的跑过来拜他。
Because the first step is he needs to have the demon come over from afar.
然后第二步就是什么？就是这些鬼要求这个人。
And then the second step is the demon needs to implore the person who is about to exorcise him.
因为第二步，这个人在远远的就已经在赶这些鬼了。
Why? Because as we see here that from afar, already this unclean spirit was being chased away.
然后第三步才问他叫什么名字。
And only in step three do you ask the guy or the demon what his name is.
所以我们不能够把这个秩序颠倒过来，喜欢怎样做就怎样做。
So if you really want to consider this a formula, you cannot then use it in whatever order you wish.
然后我们就看见了这些鬼魔，他们求耶稣不要把他们赶离在那里。
The next thing we see is that the demons implored Jesus not to chase them out of the country.
这里让我略略的讲过，因为鬼魔他们不像神一样，他们不是无所不在的。
Now clearly we know that demons are not like God.Where they are omnipresent, where they are everywhere.
因为他们不是无所不在的，所以他们的这一个力量只是限于一个某个地方。
And because they are not omnipresent, their power is localized.
在那里有一大群猪吃食，鬼就央求耶稣，求你打发我们往猪群那里去。有2000头猪，那些猪就全部淹死了。
And then we see that as Jesus, acceded to their request. They went into the herd of pigs, over 2,000 of them, who later on ran off the cliff and died.
也很简单的，让我在这里说一下，因为当这些鬼说我们叫群的时候，当时的人只看见一个人被鬼附，他们看不见几千只鬼在里面。
Now, that illustration of legion was not apparent to the people around them because when he said, "We are many," all that people saw was one man.
所以当这一些鬼全部跑到那个猪里面去，2000头猪从山崖那里掉了下去被淹死，那时的人就清楚地看见，哦，有2000只鬼至少。
But when the demons were allowed to go into the herd of pigs, numbering more than 2,000, people could see clearly that there were at least 2,000 demons within this man.
所以这一些就是给当时的人一个非常实在的证据，让他们看见真的是一个非常复杂的问题。
Again, this was to show in vivid illustration that this man was in a very bad state.
有一些人他们在这里提出一个反对，说耶稣在毁坏其他人的这一个产业，所以是不道德的。
Some people would raise the objection or say the fact thatA lot of property was destroyed in all of this, and therefore it was wrong of Jesus.
这里也让我们能够非常略略的看过圣经里面教导我们，在约伯记第41章，神说天下万物都是我的。
Let us not forget, though, that in Job 41, it tells us that whatever is under the whole heaven is God's.
诗篇五十篇第十节，树林中的百兽是我的，天山上的牲畜也是我的。
In Psalm 50, it says, "For every beast of the forest is mine; the cattle on 1,000 hills."
诗篇八十九篇第十一节，天属你，地也属你，世界和其中所充满的都为你所建立。
In Psalm 89, the heavens are yours; the earth is also yours; the world and all that is in it, you have founded them.
所以一切的事物都是属神的，他爱怎样做就怎样做。
And so everything is owned by God, and whatever He does with His own creation is His own will.
而且拯救一个人的灵魂远远的超过了2000头猪的价值。
Moreover, to save a one man's soul is far more precious than the lives of 2,000 swine.
让我们再次回到来这个问题，我们是否有这个权柄能够赶鬼呢？
Now let us then come back to the questionDo we have the authority to chase demons out?
因为如果我们是基督徒，有这个权柄赶鬼的话，有很多人说这个是因为耶稣这样做，所以我们要学习他。
Because a lot of people have then used this account to say, if Jesus could exercise demons, we have that power here as well.
不过耶稣也行在水上，耶稣也叫人从死里复活，耶稣将水变成酒，耶稣使这个风浪平静了，不过却没有人这么做。
But Jesus walked on water, Jesus raised people from the dead people, Jesus could do all these miracles which no man can.
在这里耶稣他战败了这个将这个撒旦给打败了，为的是显现耶稣是神，为的是显现神的荣耀。
In this account, Jesus had overcome Satan in order to show his glory and in order to show his power. power.
当耶稣赶鬼的时候，他为的就是让当时的人看见神的国度降临了。
In this exorcism, the reason he did this miracle was to show people that indeed the kingdom of God had arrived.
因为马可福音开始的时候就让我们看见了，当约翰下监以后，耶稣来到加利利宣传神的福音，说热期满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改信福音。
We know this because Mark 1 tells us that after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel.
这个就是耶稣所传的信息。
And this was Jesus' message.
他赶鬼就是证明这个信息。
And him chasing out demons was the evidence of that message.
这个证据是耶稣自己讲的。
This was Jesus' own words.
因为马太福音十二章二十八节，耶稣说：“我若靠这神的灵赶鬼，这就是神的国临到你们了。”
Because he said in Matthew 12, "If it is by the Spirit of God that I cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you."
所以耶稣有这个能力赶鬼，首先当然因为他是神。为什么他这样做呢？第二的原因就是他要证明神的国的确是临到我们了。
So first of all, Jesus could cast out demons because he was God and he had the power. Secondly, he did it to authenticate his message and show that the kingdom of God has indeed come.
所以基督徒今天可以赶鬼吗？神有赐给基督徒能力赶鬼吗？
So can Christians today cast out demons and did God give Christians authority to do that?
让我直接的讲，不会的，我们没有这个能力。
Let us be clear. No, we do not have that authority.
因为圣经告诉我们，神只是赐给一小部分的人有这样的这个能力。
Because the Bible is clear that this power and authority was given to a select few.
在马可福音三章十四到第十五节，他就是耶稣设立十二个人，要他们常和自己同在。这十二个人就是十二使徒，而且耶稣也给他们权柄赶鬼。
Mark 3 tells us that Jesus appointed 12, whom he also named apostles, so that they might be with him and he might send them out to preach and have authority to cast out demons.
保罗在哥林多后书12章12节也证明了他在哥林多人中间的时候用百般的忍耐，借着神迹奇事亦能显出使徒的凭据来。
Now these signs, according to Paul in 2 Corinthians 12,were signs of a true apostle, which were performed among you with utmost patience, with signs and wonders and mighty works.
所以这一个使徒的凭据就是神迹、奇事、异能，包括赶鬼。
These signs of a true apostle are signs and wonders and mighty works, including the casting out of demons.
如果每个基督徒什么阿猫、阿狗、阿牛都有这个能力赶鬼的话，保罗在这里所讲的就没有意思了。
Now this.Statement from Paul would mean absolutely nothing if everyone could cast out demons.
不是的，因为只有使徒，还有圣经提到有一些一小部分的人，神有给他们这个权柄，不过没有给所有的基督徒。
But no, the Bible is clear that only the apostles and a small group of people were given this power and authority to cast out demons.
而且如果你非常仔细的读圣经的话，你会发现。这一个这些细节，就是赶鬼的细节，只是记载在福音书里面。
And if you really look carefully at the Bible, these incidents of exorcism happen only in the Gospels.
不是，这些细节只是在 the details， 细节只是在这个福音书里面提到。
Excuse me, the details of it were only found in the Gospels.
至于使徒行传，那里也有记载这使徒赶鬼，不过完全没有提到细节。细节只有在那个使徒行传十六章那里提过一次罢了。
The details of it, or these same incidents did in fact occur in, say, the book of Acts. However, the details weren't there other than at the very start.
只有在使徒行传十六章那里一次提过一些细节。
In fact, these details were only offered in Acts chapter 16.
为什么福音书里面有提到细节，在使徒行传里面没有呢？
Why then are all these details offered in the Gospels but not in the book of Acts?
很简单，因为福音书是要让我们看见耶稣是神，他有权柄。
It's simple, because the Gospels are there to tell us that Jesus is God and he has authority.
约翰福音二十章三十节那里告诉我们，耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，不过记这一些事是要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
John 20 tells us, now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God.
所以福音书记载了这些赶鬼的细节，是让要证明耶稣就是神的儿子。
So the Gospels have chronicled these signs in order to show us that Jesus is indeed the Christ.
在使徒行传呢？
What about in the book of Acts?
使徒行传的重点是什么？
What is the main point of the book of Acts?
上次牧师在讲解使徒行传的时候提了非常非常多次，你们记得吗？使徒行传最重要的那一节经文是什么？
As we were going through the book of Acts, Pastor had brought this up many, many times. What is that one key verse that unlocks the book of Acts?
对了，就是《使徒行传》第一章第八节。
It's Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
因为《使徒行传》的目的是要让我们看见福音如何在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极，使徒做耶稣的见证。
The book of Acts, its main point is that the gospel will be preached in Jerusalem, in Judea, and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
所以使徒行传的重点不是让我们看见使徒怎样赶鬼。
So the point of it was not to show us that the apostles had the power to cast out demons.
所以就没有细节。
And so none of those details are offered.
所以我们再次的来看这个答案，基督徒是不可以赶鬼的，因为神只有给使徒还有一小撮的人这个能力。
So let us be clear that no, Christians do not have the authority to cast out demons. This was an ability given to the apostles.
当使徒都离世之后，就没有了这一种这样的异能。
And this power passed away with the apostles.
所以当耶稣赶鬼的时候，他为的是要让我们看见他是打败撒旦的，所以这个就是第二点，撒旦的败北。
And in casting out of the demons, Jesus wanted to show that he had power over Satan, and that was the second point, quelling of Satan.
让我们来到第三点，我们现在看到救恩的完全。
Now let us look at point number three, the quality of salvation.
从第十四节，让我们读到第二十节。放猪的就逃跑了，去告诉城里和乡下的人，众人就来要看是什么事。他们来到耶稣那里，看见那被鬼附着的人，就是从前被群鬼所附的，坐着穿上衣服，心里明白过来，他们就害怕。看见这事的，便将鬼附之人所遇见的和那群猪的事都告诉了众人，众人就央求耶稣离开他们的境界。耶稣上船的时候，那从前被鬼附着的人恳求和耶稣同在，耶稣不许，却对他说，你回家去，到你的亲属那里，将主为你所做的是何等大的事，是怎样怜悯你，都告诉他们。那人就走了，在底加波利传扬耶稣为他做了何等大的事，众人就都稀奇。
Verse 14 to verse 20, the herdsmen fled and told it in the city and in the country, and people came to see what it was that had happened. And they came to Jesus and saw the demon-possessed man, the one who had the legion, sitting there, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And those who had seen it described to them what had happened to the demon-possessed man and to the pigs. And they began to beg Jesus to depart from their region. As he was getting into the boat, the man who had been possessed with demons begged him that he might be with him. And he did not permit him, but said to him, Go home to your friends and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you. And he went away and began to proclaim in the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him, and everyone marveled.
所以耶稣从海的另一边大老远过来，是为了达到拯救的这个任务。
And so we see that Jesus had crossed the Sea of Galilee in order to save this one man.
而且他也击败了撒旦。
He had also overcome Satan.
现在让我们看见了这个人，这些鬼被赶离了之后，这个人他获得了重生。
And now we see that as this man who had the demons cast out of him, he now had new life.
如果这个人没有对耶稣基督有得救的信心，这样的话把鬼给赶走了也没有用。
If this man did not have faith in Jesus, even if Jesus had cast out the demons, he would not be saved.
如果一个罪人没有对耶稣基督有信心，他没有认罪悔改，这个世界上所有的神迹奇事都没有用。
If a man has no faith in Jesus and is not repentant of his sins, all the miracles in the world would not save him.
不过这个人并不是这样。
This man was not that way, though.
我们在这里看见耶稣所赐给他的是一种完全的救恩。
We see that the salvation that was given to this man was a complete salvation.
路加福音让我们看见了一些别的细节，是同样的一个神迹，不过记载在路加福音那里告诉我们，这一个人后来坐在耶稣脚前。
Now the book of Luke gives us some extra detail to this same incident, and it says that this man from whom the demons had gone was sitting at the feet of Jesus.
坐在耶稣的脚前意味着他是顺服耶稣的。
And presumably sitting at the feet of Jesus in order to serve Jesus.
他不是在那里发呆。
It wasn't him sitting there in a daze.
他心里明白过来，坐在耶稣的脚前代表着他的顺服。
And he was awakened from the demon possession and he sat at Jesus' feet to serve Jesus.
当那群人要把耶稣赶走的时候，这个人他要求跟从耶稣。
And as Jesus was about to leave, this man had requested to follow Jesus.
他现在心里明白过来了，他的生命得到了完全的改变，他愿意顺服耶稣。
This man understood after he had been exorcised of these demons who Jesus was, and his heart wanted to serve Jesus.
不过耶稣给他有别的计划。
But Jesus had other plans for this man.
耶稣要他去告诉他的朋友，神是对他有何等大的怜悯。换句话说，耶稣要他在那里传福音。
He said to the man to go back to his friends and tell them how much the Lord had done for him.In other words, he wanted this man to go spread the gospel.
这个人就走了。第二十节，在底加波利传扬耶稣为他做了何等大的事。
Now in verse 20, it says that he went away and began to proclaim in the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him.
底加波利就是十个城市的意思。
The Decapolis means 10 cities.
如果我们再次的看这一张地图的话，这个中间就是加利利海。
As you can see on the map in front of you, right down the middle is the Sea of Galilee.
然后在海的东边就是这个人得救的地方。
And towards the north of the sea is where
东边 east.
The east of it is where the man was saved of the demons.
今天这个荧幕有点问题，所以底加波利在这里下面不是看得很清楚。
It's not very clear to you right here, but Decapolis is somewhere on the south end of the sea.
这里底加波利是整个区域有十个城市。
And in this area there are 10 cities.
你可以看得见这里多大的一个区域吗？
You can in fact get a sense of the vastness of this area.
当时的人是怎样到处去的呢？
And back then, how did people move about?
他们坐车吗？
Did they have vehicles?
或者骑马吗？
Or were they on horses?
不是的，他们是走路的。
For the most part, they were on feet.
所以这一个人竟然走遍了十个城市，到处传扬耶稣的名字。
That means this man on foot went around these 10 cities to spread the gospel.
所以你看见他的救恩实在的完全。
And that is evidence of the completeness of this man's salvation.
这个人得救之后没有懒散，他顺服了耶稣，他侍奉耶稣。
In his salvation, he was not idle. He got up and he served God.
我们再问一个问题，基督徒会被鬼附吗？
Our next question then is, can Christians be demon possessed?
因为这个人还没有得救之前，他被鬼许多鬼附着，然后他现在得救了。
The reason is we see that this man, before he had become a Christian, was demon possessed, and now he was saved.
他得救之后，现在是一个基督徒，他会再次的被鬼附吗？或者今天如果一个人真的是一个基督徒，他会被鬼附吗
？Can this man be demon possessed again, or can Christians be demon possessed?
在我们还没有看答案之前，让我们首先看罗马书八章第九节这一节经文。上个星期牧师讲解过。
Let's first look at Romans chapter 8 verse 9, and this is a verse that Pastor had brought up last week.
人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。
Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him.
因为当一个人信神的时候，这一节的上半段告诉我们，神的灵就住在你们心里，而且你们不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。
Now the earlier part of this verse tells us that if you are a child of God, you are not in the flesh but in the spirit, and in fact the spirit of God dwells in you.
所以一个基督徒在他里头有圣灵内住。
And that means the Christian has indwelling in him the Spirit of God.
约翰一书四章四节也告诉我们，你们是属神的，并且胜了他们，因为那在你们里面的比那在世界上的更大。
First John 4:4 tells us, little children, you are from God and have overcome them, for he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world.
在你里头的就是圣灵，就是神，他比那个在世界上的就是魔鬼更大。
He who is in you is the Holy Spirit, God, and he who is of the world is the devil.
还有哥林多前书六章十九节，你们的身子就是圣灵的殿，圣灵是从神而来的，住在你们里头。
Moreover, your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God.
所以如果神的灵就是圣灵在一个基督徒里头，你说神的灵、圣灵会与一个邪灵分享这个身体吗
？So then, if your body is the temple of God and the Holy Spirit dwells within a Christian, do you think the Holy Spirit will coexist with an evil spirit？
所以答案非常的简单，是不可能的，因为基督徒里头有圣灵内住。
Answer is no, because Christians have the Spirit indwelling them.
这样的话。基督徒是不可能再被鬼附的。
So the answer is simple. Christians cannot be demon possessed.
除非这个人没有圣灵。
Unless of course this person does not have the spirit.
如果一个人会被鬼附，就证明了他里头没有圣灵，他不是基督徒。
And if he is demon possessed, it just shows that he does not have the spirit in him, and it goes to show that he is not.
刚才在小组讨论的时候也有提到另外一个非常有趣的事件，就是有一个人他说他是基督徒，他不是被鬼附，不过他的身体被那只鬼丢来丢去。
We also heard an account during small group that this particular person was a Christian
自称是基督徒
was proclaimed to be a Christian.
不过他说他没有被鬼附。
He was not demon possessed, but he was harassed.
他被丢来丢去 ，thrown around.
In fact, thrown around by a demon.
让我们看哥林多前书第九章。
Let us take a look at First Corinthians chapter 9.
哥林多前书第九章第二十七节。
Chapter 9 verse 27 says.
保罗说：“我是攻克己身，叫身服我。”
Paul says, "But I discipline my body and keep it under control."
如果你是基督徒的话，圣经教导我们要攻克己身，叫身服我，不是让那只鬼把你的身体丢来丢去。
This tells us that if you are Christian, you are to discipline your body and keep it under control. It does not talk about a demon throwing your body around.
所以，如果一个人无论这只鬼是在他里头还是在他外面控制着他，他就不是基督徒。
That means that if a person is controlled by a demon, whether inside of him or outside of him, this person is not a Christian.
这样基督徒对我们来说，这一段经文，这整段经文有什么含义呢
？So what then? How does this? What implication does this passage have?On earth as Christians.
我们要像这个人一样，如果救恩在我们的生命里是完全的话，我们必须要顺服神，我们必须要侍奉神。
Like this man who had his demons cast out from him, as Christians, we need to be serving the Lord.
如果我们是真正重生得救的基督徒，圣灵在我们内住，我们就不用怕这些鬼魔了。
If we are true and genuine Christians and we have the Holy Spirit indwelling us, then we need not fear demons.
不要忘记，撒旦不是与神平起平坐的，他是已经被击败了的敌人。
Let us remember that Satan is not God's peer and he is not contending against God. He is in fact a vanquished foe.
不过现在暂时性的神给他有一些力量，让他在这个地球上。
However, temporarily, God in his wisdom has given the devil freedom to roam this earth.
这个是为了达到神的荣耀。
And that is for his own purposes and the purposes of his glory.
我们虽然是共存的，不过圣经告诉我们，我们要顺服神，勿要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。
The Bible tells us, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
神没有赐给我们能力来赶鬼，不过神教导我们必须要抵挡魔鬼。
The Lord did not give us the authority to cast out demons, however, he did say to resist the devil.
我们就必须要攻克己身，叫身服我。
And that means we need to
discipline our bodies.
Discipline our bodies
and keep it under control.
Keep them under control.
这个就是牧师在好几这个前几次的这个信息不断的告诉我们的，我们必须要与罪征战，我们必须要攻克己身，叫身服我，与罪征战。
And that has been the theme of the past few messages that Pastor had been preaching through Romans, that we need to fight sin and keep our bodies under control.
我们要怎样的抵挡魔鬼呢？
How then do we resist the devil?
不是问他叫什么名字。
It is not to ask him what his name is.
而是我们必须要穿戴神所赐的全副军装。
But it's to put on the armor of God.
这个就是以弗所书第六章第十到第十三节告诉我们的。
And this is detailed in Ephesians chapter 6.
上一次牧师在讲解以弗所书的时候，已经详细的告诉我们如何做了。
And again, this was covered when Pastor had preached through the Ephesians.
所以你要懂得如何与这个魔鬼，如何抵挡这个魔鬼的话，你就去听以弗所书第六章的那一堂信息。
And so if you want to know how to resist the devil, go listen to the message that is available online, Ephesians chapter 6.
我们基督徒有这个把握，最后耶稣会一次的完完全全击败撒旦。
As Christians, we have the hope that one day, Jesus will ultimately and completely defeat the devil.
启示录二十章十节，那迷惑他们的魔鬼会被扔在硫磺的火湖里，就是兽和假先知所在的地方，他们必昼夜受痛苦，直到永永远远。
This hope comes from Revelation 20:10, and says that the devil who had deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and sulfur where the beast and the false prophet were, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever.
所以耶稣已经将撒旦击败了。
Satan has been vanquished.
如果你是基督徒，你不用怕鬼魔邪灵。
If you are a Christian, you do not have to fear demon possession.
不过如果你在这里是还没有信主的话，你就应该怕撒旦。
But if you are here today and you have not believed in Jesus, then you have every reason to fear.
不过你更加要害怕的就是那一个能够将撒旦给毁灭的神。
But more than demons, your fear should be ascribed to the God who is able to destroy demons.
如果耶稣是拯救了你，将撒旦给击败了，救恩在你的生命里是完全的话，你就要在现在开始与罪征战，你要顺服神。
If this God who has defeated the devil has saved you and your salvation is complete in him, then you need to be resisting the devil.
让我们做一个结束的祷告。
Let us close in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, that Those of us who know you have the Holy Spirit in us. Father, sometimes we do not understand the weight or the privilege of that position. I pray that this passage has given us a sense of that privilege. We thank you, Lord, that the power that has raised Jesus from the dead is the power also that dwells within us. It's the power that leaves no room for demon possession. We know, Lord, that the devil is a vanquished foe. And we know, Lord, that eventually this devil is doomed for destruction. And we pray, Father, that as we await that day, Lord, that our hope will be fixed upon you, that our hope will be fixed in what you will eventually accomplish. We pray that, Father, we would be like this man from the Gerasenes who was saved, that we would go around to preach your word, to share your gospel, and to serve you. We pray that our salvation would drive us to that goal, Lord, and that, Father, empowered by the Spirit, you would help us to do this work for you. We pray for those who may not know you, Lord, amongst us today, that, Lord, you would give them the same grace that you had offered us, that they will come to faith, they will see their sin and their need for a Savior, and that they would come before you and seek your forgiveness and your salvation. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.